wonderful morning to you all, no matter where you're listening to this broadcast. You can join by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or text 411-923. We are sitting outside at the State Capitol building on between the Arizona History, Capitol History Museum, and the House of Representatives building. A little Rosie on the House booth. If you'd like to come down to celebrate Arizona's 104th birthday, there's a presentation going on a little later today.
10 o'clock.
It opens at 10. The presentation is at 10:30. Free parking as well.
Yep. Free admission, free parking. Come on down, celebrate Arizona's 104th birthday.
And if you've never been, I would come early and walk the Wesley Bowen.
The Capitol Mall, the whole mall. Just see the McFarland Memorial, the War Memorial, the Fallen Firefighter Memorial, the Gun Memorial. They've got it all right here.
It's a history lesson all in itself to stay out there and walk around.
Absolutely.
And we are also being spoiled this morning. We have food blogger Joni Simon, who's brought us some bacon and egg quiche that is phenomenal.
And as promised, we tried eating during the break.
Yes.
To go back to the salad, if I had to eat a breakfast salad, that would be it. It was absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
And all the fruit in there and your little homemade salad dressings, all on your blog. Delicious.
Thank you.
And then we talked about the pie crust. And, that's probably the best pie crust I ever ate. Of course,
what?
It uses all butter.
Yes. Because some folks like shortening, which I have no problem with shortening. And certainly there's all sorts of schools of thought. But, you know, I just don't like to stock a whole lot of extra stuff in my pantry. I've got limited kitchen space. So I just stock extra butter.
And tell me, Joni, we have this constant debate.
Yes.
When do you use salted and when do you use unsalted?
Oh,
that's
man.
Not a constant debate. You use salted.
See, this is the debate I have.
It's simple.
My husband's always bringing home salted and he's like, why is all this unsalted butter in here? And I'm like, babe, this is just how it is. So it partial preference. It is, as far as when you're baking or cooking, I typically will like to use unsalted because then you can apply the amount of salt you want to put into it. So like this pie crust, I did add salt to it. Typically if you're gonna have salted butter, that's a great for, you know, spreading on toast, or if you're just straight up using the butter as an application in and of itself. But if you're putting butter in something and you want to control the salt, whereas like this pie crust, had I thrown salted butter in there, I might not have wanted to add the extra salt that the recipe called for, because then we'd be in a salt lick situation. So it's just good to be knowledgeable. But typically if you're baking, I'd say unsalted. And if you're serving it, then salted.
And I would have to say the butter in the crust is probably the way to go after eating that this morning. That's flaky and just perfect.
Yeah. And that's why, you can do the store-bought pie crust, but to me, the flavor just doesn't compare.
What will people find when they log on to your blogs, jump into your website? What are you getting done?
Oh, man. Also, well, if there's food and if there's pictures of food, I really enjoy photography as well. So you'll see,
Second generation Arizonan?
Third.
Third generation Arizonan.
My great-grandmother was a homesteader to Black Canyon City, right? Yeah, I got Dad here with me today to confirm. Yeah, she was tough as nails. Oh, you got to think.
If you're going to homestead Black Canyon City,
you are
80,
tough.
90, or 100 years ago.
Whoa.
So you're cut from the right stuff.
Is this pie crust maybe a variation of the pies from Rock Springs? Was that your grandmother's?
Yes.
Did she have a hand in that?
I will totally take credit for that, Romy. That's all me. No. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Man, those pies are dynamite. I love that place.
We always stop. I hardly ever eat pie, but we always stop for everyone. You can't pass Rock Springs without a pie.
Absolutely. But getting back to your question, yes, I've got all sorts of recipes as well as restaurant recommendations. I've got a lot of friends in the restaurant industry.
Oh, and Valentine's weekend's up.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Do you have your reservation?
We do.
Oh, good.
We do. We are actually doing a special, what we call AK dinner.
What is that?
Jennifer and I raised six kids, and we used to put the kids to bed early and have an AK after kids.
Aha, very
so
nice.
We knew it was coming when we had grilled cheese for dinner. You could smell steak grilling somewhere.
And 6 o'clock, we said, go get him bed.
At 4:30 in the afternoon. So we'd always have fix ourselves something nice. We love to cook. We love to cook together in the kitchen. So prepping and cooking and eating the meal all together is something Jennifer and I like to do. And I know you've got some recommendations, but if I had only one restaurant I could ever go to the rest of my life,
yeah,
Raz's.
So good.
Oh, gosh.
And been doing it forever.
I love Raz's.
Yeah? Because the menu changes all the time down there, right?
Yes.
Is that the one on Scottsdale and Shea next to the old Mags? Yeah. I've never been there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he has an evening where you sit and he gives you little taste samples of the different meals. So you eat till you are full. So you take one or two or three or four, and then you say, I'm done.
Yeah.
But he just babies them and brings them right to you.
But you've got some favorites.
Well, I've got so many favorites. I mean, it's like picking children, right? When you love restaurants and you love eating out. I mean, I love to cook at home, but sometimes I need a break and I want other people to cook for me or at least do the dishes. And so there's some great picks for Valentine's Day. Of course, being that Valentine's Day is tomorrow, some of the super primo places are already booked up. But not that these aren't super primo. These are just ones that happen to still have reservations. So these are great places that you should still check out that happen to have reservations still available. And one is a little unconventional. Go with me here. This is actually what I'm doing tomorrow is brunch. Because I thought, well, you know, it's a little middle of the day and we're a little fresher. It'll be fun. So we're going to the Hotel Valley Ho. Have you ever been there?
Yes, it's got
that cool, funky, retro vibe.
Yes, it does.
And Zuzu is the restaurant there, if you've ever been there. They've also got that beautiful patio area out there out by the pool. I mean, you just feel like you've stepped onto the set of Mad Men. It's just really, it's really cool. And so they are doing a really beautiful brunch. And Chef Chuck Wiley, he is the man in the kitchen over there. If you've ever met him, he's been doing this about as long as Raz has. He's old school Phoenix culinary. He has seen it all, and he is a technician. You know, you look at some chefs, and they're just kind of, you know, wild and crazy and yelly, and, you know, he is just cool, calm, and collected. He knows his craft, and he's just absolute precision, which you see coming through in the dishes. And he's got they've got a great brunch option, which includes a Bloody Mary and mimosa bar. But I'm really excited about the Southwest Benedict, which, I mean, I am a sucker for a Benedict. And you know they're making the Hollandaise from scratch over there. They're not, you know, messing around. I know Chuck. He knows what he's doing. But it's got a little Arizona spin on it with some jalapeno cornbread, some spinach, poached eggs. Poaching eggs, it's always tricky, so I'm going to leave that to them. And then a smoked chili hollandaise. So that should be really tasty. I'm really looking forward to that. So that's brunch. They still have reservations open. You can find them at, I think, hotelvalleyho.com. But if you want to go with the dinner route,
Joni has all these listed on her blog. So if you go to JoniSimon.com, you heard something, you liked one of the recipes or one of these restaurants, you've done a very nice job listing them all there.
Absolutely.
Which brings us to Casablanca.
You've
got a retro theme going on here.
Why do I do that? I don't even know what that is. Well, because, you know, when you're doing Valentine's Day, you want something with a little character, a little intrigue, a little something special. So Casablanca Lounge is a spot in Old Town Scottsdale on Stetson. Not a lot of people necessarily know about it because it's kind of tucked back in. It's like, I think, up on the third story, but that makes it fun because it overlooks the waterfront area down there, so you get the nice view of the water. And it's just got that Casablanca, you know, that old film, kind of that feeling and that vibe. And they're doing the traditional three-course tasting menu dinner. So if you want to get that sort of super romantic experience, low dim lights, candlelight, that whole business, they've got that going on over there. The one thing that jumped out off on their menu, you've got different options, you know, each course you can pick different things, but the red velvet donut sounded insane, right?
Insane.
Totally. I mean, red velvet. Who doesn't love red velvet cake? Rosie, do you?
Not my favorite.
No?
He's not a sweet tooth. He's not the good one to ask.
Can I put gravy on it?
Sure, why not?
Butter?
Yeah, right.
Say, that's the man with the gravy on the donuts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I got a sweet tooth, and I don't know, maybe your sweetheart has a sweet tooth. A
little bit.
A little bit?
Jennifer has a sweet tooth in the kitchen, that's for sure.
I'll eat it for you.
Perfect. So they've got a red velvet donut with a cream cheese frosting, which just sounds pretty decadent. So, and then another a brand new spot that I actually just added to the list. You didn't even get this one, Romy. It's a brand new restaurant. So if you want something you haven't seen before, place you haven't been, is the Drexel Modern American, which is over on Scottsdale Road and just about like the Gainey Ranch area by the Hyatt and everything over there. they have, again, the three-course sort of experience, but this place is super sleek. It's the old Bloom. Do you guys remember Bloom back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
It's now Drexel.
Okay.
So we got some new owners in there, and they did, I mean, I'd love your professional eye from a construction standpoint. They did, I think, a beautiful job in terms of design and just making it really sleek, but comfortable. It's not overly stuffy. So this one will be definitely, if you want something a little more casual, but still elegant and fun. And they've got a lobster bisque, the chef. He is very talented. He comes from the Bay Area, so he's actually got some real knowledge as it pertains to seafood, which, of course, us Arizonans, we're a little lacking in the seafood department. So so he's really, really talented and knows what he's doing as far as that goes. So that's another really great option.
Three great recommendations.
Yes.
Drexel.
Yes. Casablanca Lounge. And the Hotel Valley Ho.
And the Hotel Valley Ho.
All still have available reservations.
There's one more local bistro.
Oh, yeah. That's just a great, you know, I was thinking, this is like your great everyday brunch. Like, one of my favorite brunches in town is at Local Bistro. They're up in North Scottsdale, so for that kind of crowd up in the Grey Hawk area. And they have some killer favorites. They've got this bread that's soaked in cheese. You might get it.
There you go.
Might
there
get
you.
On. I think there's a lot of butter.
Now we're talking.
But it's like a big old piece of toast covered in cheese and griddled, and oh, it's just ooey gooey and ridiculous. So they've got a really fun brunch menu as well, and a beautiful patio, because I mean, how gorgeous is this weather right now?
It's perfect. We're at the sunrise broadcast of Rosie on the House down at the Capitol Mall, 1700 West Washington, here to celebrate Arizona's 104th birthday at the Arizona Capitol Museum. Opens at 10. It's free parking, it's free admission. This museum is designed to re-engage you, your family, and your kids in civil government. Come down here and just see historically how the state has grown legislatively, legally, and statutorily. Come down, and they've got some great displays down here as well as on the mall in general. And we'll be giving away a ton of sport tickets through the course of today's broadcast, but you have to be here to win them, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that what
we're giving them away to people that come down.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if we're going to make them do handstands or, you know, break out their favorite dance moves.
Arizona
trivia.
Arizona trivia.
Starting with what year birthday is this? I won't say it. We already said it a few times. Well, that'll be the first one. How about that? Next person down can tell us what year birthday Arizona's celebrating. You'll get your choice of whatever. We've got six. We'll let you pick the one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You get to pick the first set.
Every time we'll just let the winner pick what they want.
I need to get my hands on that list because there's a lot of tickets we got.